And now, I want to present the first man to make Mars, the second man to make Rita, and the third man to unzip a zither and show Paris his unthinkable lobster. It sounds dirty, but it was a play. Mr. Orson Welles. Orson, this is me, Peter Lorre. Don't get frightened. I was only going to ask you, what have you been doing?
I have just written my new picture. I have written it, directed it, produced it, cut it, cast it, screen it. And if it looks anything like my last effort, Macbeth, I shall stick it back in the can. It's entitled Ponce de Leon and the Nine Virgins, a fantasy. I will play Ponce de Leon, a meaty role. I am in search of the Fountain of Eternal Youth, and the Nine Virgins are in search of me. If I find the fountain before they find me, the picture will end on a complete note of satisfaction. Obediently yours, Orson Welles.
It's me, Clifton Webb. What are you staring at? Haven't you ever seen a babysitter before? I only sit with the nasty little creatures. I can't bear them. Hello, Clifton Webb. Gads, it's Hollywood's gay illiterate, Miss Luella Parsons. My dear, what is new? Oh, Clifton, just loads of things. My first exclusive, here is a scoop. Nothing will ever top the party I went to last night at the Pendletons. It was simply Superman. After dinner, instead of serving finger bowls, everybody took a shower. Hot news. Betty Grable tells me that she and Harry James will have no more babies. From now on, they're going to raise horses. Isn't love wonderful? Flash. Hot news. Van Johnson tells me that his wife Evie has given up cigarettes at last. He's positive. Lately, he's been finding cigar butts all around the house. There's no truth to the rumored separation of Roy Rogers and Trigger. They're still as happy as ever, and I'm so glad. Such a lovely couple. Trigger never looked lovelier the other night at a very big Hollywood premiere. Exclusive. I heard it from Mr. DeMille himself. I just love Cecil. Cecil, Cecil, Cecily, Cecily, Cackle, Sizzle, Cecilia. Look it up. Anyhow. A certain producer invited a certain lovely actress down to his apartment to see his etchings. And when he got there, she found out he didn't have an etching to his name. He didn't even have furniture in the apartment. She was completely floored. Here's a last-minute exclusive. A certain actress is divorcing a certain actor because she said he got indifferent. Indifferent. That's about all my news for tonight. Oh, Clifton, I'm so hungry. I think I'll join Jimmy Stewart at the buffet table.